This is a special edition of our Ag Perspectives podcast on the Oklahoma Farm Report. Today, from the opening general session of the 77th annual meeting of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, the Farm Bureau members hearing from the Lieutenant Governor-elect for the state of Oklahoma, Matt Pinnell. Pinnell appearing after his successful election to the number two seat in the state of Oklahoma. Pinnell carrying all 77 counties, thanking Farm Bureau for their support along the way. Here are his comments at that opening general session of the 2018 Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention.
Thank you all for having me. This is a real honor for me to be here this morning and to address you. I would not have won 77 counties without you. I want you to know that. And I want you to know that I will not be a stranger for a lot of reasons to your all's communities across this state. You're the backbone of it. I know it, and your new governor knows it as well, who sends his regards. I know that he is off on his way to the National Governors Association meetings that he has to attend. I just left a meeting with him, and this is something that's going to be new, seeing a governor and a lieutenant governor working together, hand in glove. Which is good for our state. Literally just left a transition meeting in Oklahoma City. He named me to that transition team, along with a number of other people. You're going to hear some new names, some familiar names, a couple names in this room on Monday that will be joining that transition team. And this will be the team that will be putting together the plan moving forward in this state, what we have dubbed the turnaround team, because we do need that in the state of Oklahoma. We do need that in the state of Oklahoma. Let me, a couple of things. I want you to hear my heart on a couple of things. I grew up in northeast Oklahoma in the Tulsa area. But I want you to know that those of you all in this room and your kids have changed the course of our family's legacy. And the reason I say that is because I put on over 105,000 miles on my truck, Luann is her name, the last 18, 19 months, 105,000 miles. All 77 counties, a number of times in those 77 counties. And the best kids that I met, without a doubt, the best kids I met were FFA kids or 4-H kids. Without a doubt. And I tell this story everywhere, and I particularly tell this story in urban areas, in my backyard in Tulsa. Because if you want to change the world, my line is, if you want to change the world, you put your kid in FFA. And we'll change the world real quick. Real quick. So my girl, my oldest girl, we have four kids in the Jinx public school system, and she gets to pick electives next year. And her elective has already been picked for her. She will be an FFA in eighth grade at Jinx America. And that is because of you. And I mean this. If I wouldn't have crisscrossed this state as much as I did and met with you all in this room, those of you all that supported me early on, I wouldn't have known how great of this community is, the backbone of this state on top of it. And I want you to hear that because it means a lot to me and to my family that now my kids are going to be FFA kids. And we're going to help change this state and help this change this country because of it. One of the issues that I do want to speak to you about, that Governor Stitt certainly wanted me to mention as well, because this is it was a policy issue that Governor Stitt and I, Governor-elect Stitt and I, talked quite a bit about the last 18 months, and we were just talking about it in our transition meetings. We have got to diversify our economy in Oklahoma. I want oil and gas 365, 24/7, but that oil and gas industry would like to have a more diversified economy as well. And the only way that we're going to do that is if we close a skills gap that we have as a state. Now, this is not just a problem in Oklahoma. This is a problem across the country. But what have we done in this country? Well, we've demonized kids that go vocational routes in this country, and we've done it for decades. We took shop class out of high schools. We know this. I see a lot of nodding heads. And we've woken up in the 2000s and certainly in 2018, and our kids know how to play video games. They can work with their hands playing video games, but that's about it. And it's a huge problem in Oklahoma. Over 60% of the jobs in this state could be filled tomorrow going down to one of our great career tech facilities and getting a certificate. And by the way, making the $60,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 a year. But again, we demonize kids to go those routes. And I don't believe that we have enough educators in this state either talking about those different options and those different routes and those guidance counselors. That's changing in the state of Oklahoma. with Governor Let's Sit and myself. We're going to be crisscrossing these 77 counties, talking about how we can close that skills gap, how we can diversify our economy by championing the best career tech infrastructure in the entire country. In the entire country. You talk to any governor around the country, one of the things that they're most jealous about is the great infrastructure that we have around the state of Oklahoma when it comes to career tech, and a very stable funding formula at that. So you're going to be hearing a lot about this, but we need your help with this effort. We need stories. We need to make sure that, again, that's the way that we're going to help diversify this economy, particularly outside of the Tulsa and Oklahoma City areas. And I want you to hear it from me and the Governor-elect Stitt that that is just what we were talking about in our transition meetings. The one other area that I will certainly be working with each and every one of you on is I will be the small business advocate on the governor's cabinet. So my wife and I are small business owners in the Tulsa area in Bixby, America. We have a distribution center and manufacturing facility where we're manufacturing baby products. So I'm not in the ag, but we do manufacture a bunch of baby products. My wife is the inventor of the Binksy Baby shopping cart hammock. If you've ever seen anybody pushing a shopping cart with a little hammock that's clipped into it, you say, oh gosh, that's a pretty cool little invention. That was my wife. She invented that, and now we distribute and manufacturing these. We shipped all 50 states, over 45 countries this year alone. I am fully aware that you are small business owners. You operate on the margins just like we do. And you need an advocate down at the state capitol. And I want you to know, I assure you, you have it in me. There's a lot of lobbyists down at the state capitol, not a whole lot of them that are small business advocates and small business supporters. I am, and I want you to hear that. And I want you to know that my door, my lieutenant governor door, when it's not under construction, because the entire capitol is a hot mess right now, but when it is fixed, that door is going to be open to you at all times, 24/7. And I want you to know that, because I will be the small business advocate back on the governor's cabinet. 77 counties strong is right. A lot of elected officials in this state, they know about Oklahoma City, they know about Tulsa. That's two counties. We got 77 of them. 77 counties strong is the only way that we're going to turn around this state. It's the only way that we're going to go from 3.8 million people to something bigger, because down that state to the south of us, I forget its name, but there's a state down there. It's got 28 million people in it today. 28 million people live in the state of Texas today. We got less than 4 million in the state of Oklahoma. So Governor Stitt and myself putting a plan together, and hopefully it's an 8-year plan, to build up 77 counties, because 77 counties strong is the only way that we're going to turn it around. So again, it is an honor for me to be here with you. I will not be a stranger, as I said. I'll be hanging around in the back. I look forward to talking to all of you all, because we're going to partner together. This is the beginning of a partnership. Because again, I grew up in Tulsa. I called you all day one. Tell me what I need to know. Where are the barriers to growth? What regulations do we need to be cutting so you all can thrive again? Just the beginning. The next 4 years are extremely exciting to me, for me to envision what we could become. We don't do that without you, and we don't do it without 77 counties strong. So I cannot thank you enough, Rod, Monty, and I look forward to more Monty jokes moving forward as well. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me a few minutes this evening. Thank you.
Remarks made by Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor-elect Matt Pinnell to the 2018 Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention in Norman. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.